ओम ह्रीं दक्षिणामूर्तये तुभ्यं वटमूल निवासिने ध्यानैक निरतांगाय नमो रुद्राय शंभवे ह्रीं ओम. दिस दक्षिणामूर्ति बीज मंत्र इज गुड टू डू ऑल ऑफ यू डू द जप. ओम यू नो ओम इज अ साउंड सिंबल ऑफ द लॉर्ड. ह्रीं इज अ बीज अक्षरम बीज मंत्र फॉर शिवा. Shiva means what? The Lord. Okay, again another Lord. Because Hrim also, Ha is a guttural, Ra is cerebral, Hm is a dent, is a labial. So all the thing together again stand for all the, like Om. Okay, Hrim. 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 Om. Yeah, Hrim. Many people say Hrim. Or Shilakar say Hrim. Om Hrim. Then Dakshina Murtaye. Ikarantaha Pullingaha Dakshina Murti Shabdaha. Tasya Shabdasya Chaturthyam Vibhakto Dakshina Murtaye Iti Rupam. Ekavachane. So Dakshina Murtaye to Dakshina Murti. Who is Dakshina Murti? One of the names of the Lord. Dakshinaha means expert. Dakshinaha means what? Expert. See, Om, I said Om, meaning of the word Om. See, Dakshina Murtihi means, no, it's a Ikarantaha Pullingi Shabdaha. It's a masculine word ending in the vowel E, short. Okay? What is the fourth case of it? Dakshina Murtaye. So, that means to Dakshina Murti. To Dakshina Murti means to the Lord Dakshina Murti. One of the, who is Dakshina Murti means, don't Dakshina Murti is one of the names of the Lord. Please have it like that. Dakshina Murtihi is one of the names attributed to the Lord. Is Dakshina Murtihi. Why? Because Lord Dakshinaha means the most efficient, the expert. Expert. Amurtihi means formless. Okay. Dakshinaha means Dakshinaha means expert and Amurtihi means formless. Formless, okay? So the Lord who is essentially formless, okay, and who is the source of all knowledge, expert also, is Dakshinamurtihi. Dakshinamurtihi. Now another meaning is Dakshina means south. One means, second means Dakshina means what? Southern direction. Murtihi means what? What the Murti, the one who sits facing the south is called Dakshinamurtihi. Again symbolic, okay? Symbolic. Because Dakshinamurtihi stands for knowledge. And south stands for time factor, death. And in the wake of the where there is knowledge, there the death cannot stand. Can approach. Is it clear, Pitiji? Mm-hmm. So that's always symbolic. Bhagavan, no, the source of knowledge, as importer of knowledge, looks at the south, Yama disappeared there. Time factor has gone away. Why? Time has been devoured by Bhagavan. Okay, timeless reality devours the time. So Dakshinamurti facing the south symbolizes the consciousness, the reality, you know, being timelessness, consciousness, the reality, being of the nature of timelessness, you know, is implied through saying the Lord is the devourer of the time. That is symbolized by Dakshinamurti facing the south. Is it okay? That's another meaning. Okay, this is the meaning. So, salute. So, namaha means what? Tubhyam means to you. So, you are addressing the Lord directly. Namaha. Namaha tubhyam. Dakshina murtaye tubhyam namaha. That means, O Lord Dakshina murti. Now, salutations unto you. O Lord, salutations unto you. Dakshina murtaye tubhyam. And symbolically, we always Dakshinamurti is also, you have to understand, the Lord personified as the bestower of spiritual knowledge is also called what? Dakshinamurti. Lord viewed as or personified as the teacher of the spiritual knowledge. Bestower of spiritual knowledge is also said to be Dakshinamurti. The beginning link of the lineage of teachers is who what? Somewhere does the beginner, who is the first link of the beginning link? Dakshinamurti. And then Dakshinamurti is said to be seated under the banyan tree. Vata molam. Vata vrikshaha. Vataha means banyan tree. Vataha means vata vrikshaha. Vataha is equal to vata vrikshaha. Vata vrikshaha is equal to banyan tree. Vrikshaha means tree. Vata means banyan. We say, so vata mula means what? Foot of the banyan tree. Root of the, no? Foot of the banyan tree. This is a banyan tree. I had to show you when you come to India this time. Huge tree with lots of adventitious roots. No? Miriam, you come. I'll show you in India. This big vata. And that tree is like a big room, you know. Like underneath, very shady. You know, we had good shade and all that. Shade and underneath, Dakshinamurti will be sitting quietly. Mula Nivasi. One who resides at the foot of the banyan tree, which has spread widely with all the adventitious roots.
What is the effect of the word Nivasana?
Vasi, Nivasi means same. Resident. Okay, one who resides at the foot of the banyan tree.
Nivasi.
Yeah. Nivasine. Nivasine again. Nivasine is what? Dative. Okay. So why? Dakshinamurtaye dative. Tubhyam dative. Again, Nivasine dative. Why? Salutations should go with the dative. Namaha. Namashabdaha chaturthyasaha. Okay. Dakshinamurtaye tubhyam vatamula nivasine. Okay, salutations to you. Oh Lord Dakshinamurti, salutations unto you who reside at the foot of the banyan tree. What does it mean? Banyan tree is taken for the whole jagat or the samsara. And what is the source? It's always what? Always root, no, the root which is the basis for the hente tree is what? Reality. And that is source of knowledge also. Therefore, it is simply said, but generally, Vatamula Nivasi means it's a presentation, it is a personification of Bhagavan as the bestower of spiritual knowledge, is said to be seated under the foot of the banyan tree and imparting knowledge. Vatamula Nivasi ne, and always Dakshinamurti is said to be Dhyanaika Nirata Angaha. Dhyana Yeka Nirata Angaha. Here, Angam here stands for the mind actually. The one whose mind, one who remains absorbed in meditation all the time, one who remains engrossed in meditation all the time, one who remains, abides in oneself all the time. Dhyana Yeka Nirata Angaha Yaha Saha Dhyanaika Niratangaha. One who abides in oneself, one who remains engrossed in meditation all the time. Understand? One who resolved in meditation all the time is called Dhyana Yeka Nirata Angaha. Dhyanaika Niratangaha and Tasmai. So, salutations unto the Lord who always remains absorbed in meditation or abides in oneself, one who remains as the bestower of spiritual knowledge at the foot of the banyan, resides as the bestower of the knowledge, self-knowledge, resides at the foot of the banyan tree, and unto you salutations. Thereafter, Dhyanaika Niratangaya Namo, again salutations to Rudraha. Rudraya means what? The Lord is said to be the Rudraha. Rut means unwanted, undesirable. sorrow. Rut is equal to unwanted, undesirable sorrow. And dravayati means drives away. Drives. Dravayati means what? See, that which flows by itself is called dravaha. Dravati iti dravaha. Liquid is called drava in Sanskritam. Look at this beautiful word. Huh? Dravaha means liquid. Why it is called dravaha? That which flows, that which doesn't stay in one place is called liquid. Dravati. But that which does not dravati, it drives away. Okay, this causative is what? Dravayati. Amazingly expressive, this language. Dravayati means what? That which drives away. Okay? So, rutam dravayati iti rudraha. One who drives away the unwanted sorrow is rudraha. So, driver away of the sorrow. Okay. Shambhuhu means shambhuhu. Shambhuhu means shambhavati asma. Sham means auspiciousness. Bhavati yena or yasmat. The one from whom the auspiciousness happens, the one who blesses everyone with auspiciousness, the source of auspiciousness, the origin of auspiciousness is what? Shambhu. Shambhu is what? One of the names of the Lord. Shambhu means the source of auspiciousness. Shambhu. Shambhavati yena. Yasmat is Shambhu. So, Shambhu and Shambhave is what? Chaturthi again, dative case. So, Shambhave Ukaranta Pullingha Chaturthi. Okay, Rudraya Akaranta Pullingha. Dakshinamurti Ikaranta Pullingha. Tubhyam Yushmat Shabda Chaturthi. No? Therefore, Om Hrim Dakshinamurtaye Tubhyam Vatamola Nivasine Nivasin Nakaranta Pullingha. Nivas Dakshina Murtaye Tubhyam Vatamola Nivasine Dhyanaika Niratangaya Namo Rudraya Shambhave Hrim Om. Salutations Hrim Om. Again, Hrim is a Bija Mantra for Lord, and which is similar, which is another powerful Bija Mantra, means the short code word which stands for the whole.
So just, if you just do like the Padani of Dhyanaika Niratanga.
Dhyana Eka Dhyane Eke Yeva Niratam Angam Yasya.
So Niratam is what?
Engrossed.
Nirataha
means what? Engrossed. Totally lost. See,
so mind,
see,
nirataha.
Sangeeta nirataha means what? See, biscuit rucho nirataha. Rucha, one who is lost in the taste of, the pleasure of tasting biscuit, you say. Coffee nirataha. Nidraya, one can be engrossed, totally lost in some pleasure. No, dhyana eka nirata angaha means dhyane ekeyeva niratam angam.
So eka over there is the equivalent of eva.
Yeah.
Dhyanam alone or
only. One whose mind is absorbed, one whose self is absorbed in meditation. Meditating upon the self.
Alone.
Therefore, what is the implication? What is implied there? One who abides in oneself. Dhyane eke nirata niratam angam yasya. Dhyane saptami. Dhyane eke. Dhyane ekasmin eva niratam angam yasya. Angam yasya. One whose mind is totally absorbed in the self.
In the self.
One who's, yeah.
That's what the ache, I'm just trying to figure
sometimes
out.
Sometimes the mind is like, one who abides in oneself. That's the easiest meaning.
That's how I'm trying to figure out what the ache is.
Yeah.
In the unity.
No. Not that way.
Ah, no.
Only that alone. Okay. There's no second thing, see. Dakshinamurti, the mind and the self are not one who, one who abides in oneself means one who is not extrovert. The very truth, which alone is everything, which alone is there, is everything.
Dhyana is minutes. Dhyana is minute.
Yeah, dhyane, ak, only in meditation, Pitaji.
Only in meditation. The mind is absorbed only.
The one whose mind is absorbed only in meditation. The ek shabda is eva shabda arthen, which you can have.
And then brackets on oneself. The implication of meditation.
Yeah. See, meditation is always upon the self, no, it can't be anything else. If meditation is not anything else, it's not meditation. You don't need concentration or something else. Dhyaneka niratangaha.
And in the whole thing, there's only one word, namo.
And the place comes. Om Hrim Dakshinamurte Tubhyam Vatam Vanivasane Dhyane Kiratangaya Namo Rudraya Shambha. Yeah. Namaha comes in the middle. Yeah. We have to understand salutations to the Lord.
Rudra.
Now who is Rudra, who is Shambhu, who is Vatamolivasi, who is Dhyane Kiratangaha, who is Dakshinamurtihi. Unto you, salutations.
Okay,
Hrim
so,
Om.
So these other ones are not qualifications of Dakshinamurti.
All are.
Oh, even Rudra and Shambhu.
Yeah, everything.
Everything
is Bhagavan only. See, salutations unto the Lord. See, only Bhagavan is the word here. Salutation to the Lord, who is essentially Dakshinamurtihi, Rudraha, Shambhu, Vatamula Nivasi, okay? Such. Unto such you, salutations. Okay? Om Hrim, say that.
Om Hrim, Dakshinamurtaye Tubhyam.
Om Hrim.
Om Hrim,
Dakshinamurtaye Tubhyam. Dakshinamurtaye Tubhyam Vatamoolanivasine Dhyanaika Niratangaya Namo Rudraya Shambhave Hrim Om Dakshinamurtaye Tubhyam
Vatamoolanivasine
Dhyanaika Niratangaya
Namo
Rudraya
Shambhave
Hrim Om
Dakshinamurtaye Tubhyam Vatamoolanivasine Dhyanaikaniratangaya Namo Rudraya Shambhave Hrim Om Om Hrim Dakshinamurtaye Tubhyam Vatamoolanivasine Dhyanaikaniratangaya Namo Rudraya Shambhave Hrim Om Om Hrim Dakshinamurtaye Tubhyam Vatamoolanivasine Dhyanaikaniratangaya Namo Rudraya Shambhave Hrim Om. I tell you, there's nothing like, you know,
sometimes when you study Shastram also, in all our Gurukulams, anywhere in India, main Gurukulams, Dakshinamurti is the main deity. Why? Because the Bhagavan invoked as the bestower of spiritual knowledge is Dakshinamurti. That is why the main temple is Dakshinamurti for us. People who really seek spiritual knowledge should invoke grace of Bhagavan not as Dakshinamurti. Now why? Because that's why the vagueness goes. Oh Bhagavan, I've been listening, and then this teacher also is not okay. I am saying, please bless us with some clarity. No, bless the teacher also with some clarity, so that Vedas has some proper clarity. No, I tell you, Dakshinamurti Japam will help you to have proper study. All the Patibandhas will resolve.
What time of the day? Any specific time?
So I tell you, according to Shastram, always morning Sandhya Kalam. First, most preferable time is morning, before breakfast. Bhagavan doesn't say you should starve, but before breakfast, get up early in the morning. Okay, India we have before sunrise. In this country, sun doesn't rise at all. Okay, therefore we have to fix up some time. India will be sleeping. We are sleeping till sunrise or what? Till it's very easy here.
No, we always had to get up before sunrise. If we didn't, the whole village would know we slept late.
Yeah, no, in India there's a different thing. But here, what I'm saying, early in the morning, that means always 6 o'clock, no? At least before 6 o'clock, before sunrise. In India, sunrise means before, so the Vamuhurtha means 3 to 4, 5, 6. We don't have to get up at 3 o'clock, okay? Then you'll be sleeping the whole day. Sleep well, you need enough sleep. At least after 5 o'clock in this country. Definitely, no, after 5 o'clock you should get up, have a shower, wear clean clothes, don't go back and touch your bed again. Come back, don't ask me explanations and all. Again, no, why and all that. And then, just have some warm, lukewarm water, come and sit and have some, no, and do a japam. You see how nice you feel. There's nothing like this doing the japam. It's so powerful. Sometimes we say all these things, people will mistake. I'm trying to convert, that's why I don't want to say all these things. And if you have Shraddha, I just tell. It's such a nice thing. And this particular mantra is for people who are really serious about Shastra Jnana. Do this. It also will take care of other adversities of planetary things and all that. And then second thing, and afterwards you can have breakfast and go. And again, afternoon time, before lunch, we can do some Madhyanika Sandhya. Again, the evening Sandhya Kala, evening, dawn, noon, dusk, three times you're supposed to do Vandanam. Three Sandhya Vandanam means dawn, noon, dusk. The meeting point of night and day,
yes.
Meeting point of forenoon and afternoon, meeting point of day and night. Dawn, noon, dusk. But actually morning japa is very, very most powerful, if effective, because before breakfast and after bath and fresh morning, clean, everything. And before, after lunch, it's okay. And evening also, Sandhya Kala, evening time, pleasant. And that's why evening 6 o'clock, we won't eat and all that. Light the lamp and sit quietly with yourself and do the japam. It's all disciplines, very, very important. Praying evening and morning is very important. See, without praying, no philosophy will ever work. No shastra will ever work. You have to pray. The mere prayer also won't help, okay? But prayer, we should pray, not to be studying.